Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This episode is brought to you by betonline.ag. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. They have you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head on over to betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's right, you'll get a 50% bonus on your first deposit. That's betonline.ag.
It's a moment in a game that kids dream about as they're growing up, learning the game of basketball.
Fight!
Hey, what's up, and welcome to the Hashtag Lakers podcast presented by betonline.ag and balance7.com. I'm Yo Legazzo. I'm joined by my brother John Webb Legazzo, McKay Westbrook, and we also have a couple of guests on the show today to help us out here on our player preview for Kent Bazemore. So we'd like to welcome Cyrus Zatzas and Mark Haynes, who both cover the Golden State Warriors. So, guys, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, man. So, tell us a little bit about yourselves. Cyrus, you host a podcast, right?
Yeah, I host the podcast. It's called there's two podcasts, but I host them with Hall of Famer Rick Barry. I mean, he's the
real
star of the show.
Nice.
And, yeah, and so you know, we on Twitter, our Twitter handle is Warriors24Pod because we started off as Warriors 24, and then now we got a little network going. So we got the Rick Barry Show, and then Warriors 24/7, and so that's what I do nowadays in the media game. And Mark, it's nice to meet you too, man. I've seen you on Twitter posting about the Warriors, so it's good to talk to you.
Hey, same to you, Cyrus, man. It's a pleasure.
Yeah.
So Mark, you're at Clutch, right? Clutch Points.
Yeah, I'm at Clutch Points, and I'm going into my This is like my second rookie season in covering the Warriors. I started midway last year in the Zoom era. And, you know, this would be my first season in the building full time.
Nice.
So, I have a couple of podcasts that I do year one where I talk to NBA players about their rookie season. And, I'm happy to be here.
Awesome, man. We appreciate you both hopping on the show with us. Looking forward to this discussion about Kent Bazemore.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get there though, I haven't really been paying attention to the Warriors this off season. Just because I don't know. I've been busy on obviously so how are the Warriors looking from both of your perspectives?
In my opinion, I think the Warriors are looking really good, especially when you look at the names of who's on the roster. The problem with that is we don't know how healthy these guys are going to be. We got Klay Thompson, who's been out the last 2 years. Wiseman is coming off an injury that he had late in the season last year. And you added a guy like, you know, Otto Porter, who could be a really, really he could really be a steal.
Yeah.
If he's healthy. That's the biggest issue. He played mm-hmm. 44 games in the last 2-3 years, something crazy like that. So I think the Golden State Warriors could be a really good team. It just really depends on health.
Yeah, I agree with Mark in terms of the health thing, that if all the pieces come together in terms of everyone being healthy, the sky's the limit, right? But it's right, a huge right. if. And then, so I grew up a huge Warriors fan, but to me, there's a huge difference between being a Warriors fan and a Warriors cheerleader. And that's no diss towards you, Mark. I'm speaking more towards just like Dub Nation and a lot of mm-hmm. like ridiculous fans out there who just are exhibiting and exuding all this optimism and positivity about this offseason. Whereas I'm seeing this team, and this is the first time I've ever questioned Bob Myers in terms of his decision-making. I don't like that Joe Lacob and Gruber have decided to go cheap, because I've never seen a team win a championship when they're penny pitching at the same time. I mean, just the fact that they're sitting on that MLE, either be transparent and tell us, you know, like you're going to use it at some point, that you have some, unless you just can't tell us that, in which case you're, you know, you're a genius and you're just not telling us the whole picture. But Paul Millsap was out there, and multiple reports stated that he would have come to the Warriors if they simply offered the mid-level exception, and they wouldn't do that. And you look at this roster, and they got no size. They have no size. Like Wiseman is the only big man on this team. I know Bielika, I always butcher his name. I mean, I know he's tall, but he's also, I mean, there's a reason why he was available for the vet minimum, you know? And that's it. So I've never, you look at like the Lakers, for example, you guys, it once again are a huge team, you know? I mean, you dominate other teams all the time, night in, night out on the boards and with low post scoring. The Warriors are not going to do that. I mean, Wiseman is not even going to be ready to play at the start of the season. So Kevon Looney's your starting center again. The dude is like 6'8", 6'9". Your power forward's Draymond Green, who's 6'6", with shoes on. So they're just way too small for me. Like, I don't, and Rick and I have talked about this a lot. Like again, if all the pieces come together and if everyone's actually healthy and Andre Iguodala like finds a fountain of youth and Otto Porter is healthy, which by the way, and I agree with you, Mark, steal of the offseason if he's healthy. But there's just so many ifs, you know, and I just don't like that. And I just don't like the fact that the team is still small. Now, Marc Gasol, you guys traded away today. He's going to be bought out by the Grizzlies. If the Warriors sign him, I'll feel a lot better about things. But right now, they're a small team, and you guys, I think, would school us.
Yeah, man, I kind of was thinking about your team as well, and there's a lot of young pieces, definitely a lot mm-hmm. of young pieces in your team. And mm-hmm. what gets me excited is maybe having, you know, Klay Thompson back. Mm-hmm. I think having Klay Thompson and obviously Steph in the mix there is going to be a big deal. Mm-hmm. You know, Jonathan Kuminga, I'm super hyped about him. I don't know why, but I'm like super hyped about Jonathan Kuminga.
I think all of Dub Nation is, man. I mean, I'm not hating on the draft picks, man. That was, to me, like, they scored with that, but
they did.
You're not going to win now with them, you know, mm-hmm. Like Kuminga might contribute right away to a certain degree, but I mean, we all know this, man. Rookies just don't make a huge impact, like, especially when you're trying to win a championship. And I mean, in year two and three, yeah, that's a whole different story. But look, I know I sound like a total pessimist, but I really thought the Warriors could have done more to construct a better team if they're trying to win now. You know, they're following the Spurs model, but the Spurs were like championship contenders year in, year out. Mm-hmm. And the Warriors are possibly going on year three of like, you know, barely being relevant. I mean, Steph Curry is the only reason why people even talk about him, you know? So sorry, you're going to be a hater, Dub Nation. I feel like they can do so much more. That's all.
Kuminga is going to be really good. But like you say, he's a future, you know, he is a pick for the future. It's not rookies are not guys that you bring on right now, you mm-hmm. know, and expect them to win you a championship. You know, who knows how long he's going to play? I mean, how much he's going to play this season. But, you know, hopefully if he's able to give you productive minutes, it's a win. But you're not really expecting him to carry you, you know, through a postseason run. Mm-hmm. And,
yeah,
you know, it's I feel like the Warriors are in a, you know, just a strange situation with the injuries and like the lack of production they had in the offseason as far as free agency, because you just don't know, you know, what you had. If the guys were healthy, you know, like mm-hmm. last season's team could have been decent. Now, I don't know if when I say they're going to be good, I'm not saying championship, but compared to, you know, these guys been out the playoffs, like they've been horrible. You know, I don't see that, you know, coming this year as long as they're healthy.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, man, I mean, roster construction, I think every team has a pessimistic view about how rosters are constructed every offseason. Even the Lakers, who've, you know, in our own opinion, like we've you know, loved everything that they've done and what Rob Pelinka has done, but there are obviously concerns, there are obviously question marks in everything that that's done. There's still spacing issues, right? That people are talking about, even though we've signed shooters and things like that. Mm-hmm. But you know, while I appreciate the conversation on the Warriors, because that kind of gives me a glimpse of sort of what to expect from the team as we face them, what, four times this year, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of the three from last year, a full year now. Mm-hmm. I do now kind of want to segue to Kent Bazemore. But before we do that, why don't we go ahead and take a quick break? And when we come back, we will get onto that. We'll talk about his performance with the Warriors and then also just talk about how he fits his role with the Lakers squad. So we'll kind of talk about all of that in the next segment. So stay tuned and we'll talk to you guys soon. So I don't know if you've heard, but apparently former NBA player Lamar Odom may be returning to professional basketball in Spain soon. Apparently he's going to try out for Pau Gasol's team. He's been taking a new product he owes credit to. That's Balance 7. Balance 7 is a pH balancing alkaline supplement drink. It's like vitamins or supplements in liquid form. Just take 1 ounce 3 times a day, and in a week, you'll see the effects. And right now, if you go to balance7.com and use promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, you'll get $10 off their 32-ounce bottle. The bottle lasts about 11 days, which is the perfect amount of time to feel the pH balancing drink go to work. Again, that's balance7.com and use promo code BLEAV at checkout. If it worked for him, it can work for you too. Welcome back to the Hashtag Lakers podcast. I'm here with John Webb, McKay, Cyrus, and Mark. And yeah, we're going to go talk about Kent Bazemore now. We're going to do his preview. And first off, let's go talk about how he sort of performed last year with the Warriors, and that's why we brought Cyrus here and Mark here along, and to help us understand how he sort of did from you know, people who covered the Warriors last year.
Go for it, Mark, please.
Oh, okay. Well, my first impression of Kent Bazemore, he's a great locker room guy, you know, but with the Lakers being so mature, I'll say that. I ain't gonna call nobody old, but so mature that it's not necessarily needed over there, but why not? The more mm-hmm. the merrier. And then as far as what you're getting from him on the court and what the Warriors did, I think he's kind of surprised some people with his shooting. You know, he shot the three at you know, just above 40% last year. And he was pretty knocked down whenever he got, you know, open shots. And he's a wiry player. You know, he's going to get after it on defense. He's going to draw foul commit fouls. And but he's just a solid player. He's one of those guys you probably don't want to play against, but you love to have him on your team. Mm-hmm. And he's like I said, he's such for the Warriors. In my opinion, he is a really good locker guy. When things were going bad, you know, he took a lot of the tough interviews and answered tough questions with a smile. And, you know, he's just a good dude to have on the team.
Yeah, I agree with that. First of all, I was really surprised that the Warriors apparently offered him the mid-level exception. I agree with Mark 100% that he, as a team chemistry guy, he was fantastic. Like Steph loved him, and you know, he clearly didn't cause any issues, but one night he'll light it up and you'll love him. And then the next mm-hmm. night he'll just stink up the joint. And, you know, so he never really had the consistency to like put a lot of faith in him as one of your key scorers. But the Warriors, I mean, look, and again, this is, I don't know if this is testament to Bob Meyer starting to just lose his marbles, or he's like the secret genius and we haven't seen the whole plan yet. But look, Myers loved him. I mean, they offered him more years, more money, and he chose the Lakers. I'll say this about Kent Bazemore. Like I don't know anyone who's really that bummed that we lost him. It's not like heads were hanging down and the world was over and this was a horrible off season. It was just one of those things where, okay, we lost Kent Bazemore, who we're going to replace him with. And that was it. And I think shortly after they lost him, Otto Porter Jr. signed. So, I mean, look, like your team and my team, we have a huge rivalry. So I'm going to throw some shade on your end, and I'll say, was a really kind way of putting things for your grandpa team. And Kent Bazemore is not a guy I'd be excited about. So I'll leave it at that.
Go ahead, McKay.
We might be a little old, but hey, we've shown that our players, they're like Kobe. They age like fine wine, you know. He was called Vino, you know, for a reason.
You have to pull the Kobe card.
Yeah, that's right. Always got to do it. You know, the people who come over to Laker Nation, they do for a reason. don't forget that at the beginning of Kent Bazemore's career, he actually came over to the Lakers from Golden State, where he had a very small role. He wasn't really contributing much. And then going to the Lakers is where he really got his big break, and he came out as an actual contributor and went on mm-hmm. to have a fairly significant role on a lot of teams out there. The thing that gets me excited about him is, I mean, first of all, I remember when he first came to the Lakers and how impressive he was, how impressed I was by him and his level of play, being such a young player in that time. But I think he's really one of those players that's like, you know, put me in, coach, like I'll go and do it. And you know, he's also going to be hungry. One of the things that I've noticed about some of these older players that we've gotten, like DeAndre Jordan, Carmelo Anthony, Kent Bazemore, you know, they want to get a championship. Some of these guys haven't won a ring yet. They're getting later on into their careers, and they know that they got to make something happen now if they ever want to win a championship. So you see these guys, they're out there in the gym, they're working hard. They're putting it all on the floor, and they're ready to give it all. They've got the experience. Like you mentioned, Kent Bazemore shot pretty well from the field last year, and he didn't have to have the ball in his hands a ton. He only was putting up like 3 attempts a game, and he was able to score pretty well. So I think that's a testament to his aging like fine wine. And you know, I that's what I'd like to think of this Lakers team. But I mean, if you look at our roster in general and the players that we've picked up, I feel like it's been power move after power move. Like the Lakers showing that they're the alphas. And hey, I know you know, sometimes it hurts a little bit to have some rejection, but you know, I think Kent Bazemore saw the writing on the wall. He saw what the Lakers are going to be this season, and you know, he made his decision on the team. I think, you know, has the best shot to win the championship. I mean, I'll throw this out there for Golden State. I really love Steph Curry. I love Klay Thompson. I think they're phenomenal players. I think when they're healthy, that they absolutely have the chance to come up and surprise anybody in the league and win a championship. But like you guys said, you got that big if this year, the big question mark with them being injured, you know. But if anything, you guys have a real chance to win the wheelchair league this year, you know.
Shots fired, dude.
Hey, I love the Kent Bazemore acquisition. I actually really like it, and I think he's going to be a good spark off the bench for us.
And you guys know one another thing about Kent Bazemore that I noticed last year, towards the end of the year, you know, throughout the whole year, actually, he religiously, you know, said Steph Curry was the best player in the world. Now, I can't wait to see his first interview to where they ask the question about LeBron. Like, now that he's a Laker, is LeBron the best now? Do his opinion matter just because of what team he's on?
I'm also curious about that.
Yeah, I mean, look, like, all kidding aside, man, you guys are the clear-cut favorites in the West. And if LeBron, if Anthony Davis didn't get hurt, you would have beaten the Suns. And who knows what would have happened last year. You know, so here's my honest prediction, dude. I'm baffled you guys offered Kent Bazemore, because you didn't offer him the bed min, right? You gave him a little more money than that. I'm just a little surprised that both teams were willing to offer him the extra cash, because my prediction is, A, if Anthony Davis stays healthy and your team stays healthy and everyone's playing and all that, you guys are the favorites to at least come out of the West and then just you and the Nets, right? That's what everyone's pretty much thinking. But I honestly will predict this. I really believe this, is that Kent Bazemore will be like the Jared Dudley on your team. He's never going to play. Because I look at your roster.
Really?
From 1 to 14, and I see way too many other players better than him. I'm just like a little surprised that it was really early in the offseason. So the Lakers did so much more after that. But I really believe when I look at your roster that he's not going to play much. I just don't think so. And I guess I'm just surprised that both the teams offered him more than the bed men. I mean, I don't see what they're seeing in Kent Bazemore. You know, I mean, he's a great rah-rah guy and he'll have his nights here and there, but I don't get it, man. He had his moment when he was, I think the Hawks is the team that offered him the big money. And so he can accept all these smaller deals now, but that's just my prediction. My prediction is like Kent Bazemore is going to be someone who is going to be a great chemistry guy but unless like your roster is just riddled with injuries and he has to play, dude, he's going to be like the 11th or 12th guy off your bench. I really believe that. I mean, you know better than I do, but I've seen that roster and I've seen everyone you added, and there's a lot more talent than him on your roster. I mean, am I wrong about that? What do you guys think?
So here's the thing. I mean, you guys have mentioned chemistry and offense, but I think his true value is the defensive end for us. This is going to be his bread on this Lakers team, and it's going to be what will compel Pelinka to double down on him come next offseason on re-signing him. We obviously, you know, the Lakers obviously lost our best point of attack defender in Alex Caruso, and I feel that need has somewhat been addressed with the addition of Kent Bazemore. Again, you know, defense is a big deal for us, for our head coach, and you know, this is where Baze is going to excel for us. He's 6'4". I think one of you guys said about like 200 pounds, you know, bigger kind of wing. But he's got that reach to defend one through three, maybe even some of the smaller fours, maybe, you know, maybe not Kuminga anymore, but because you guys said he's huge now. But, you know, some of those smaller forwards. Yeah. And that's what's going to be his role in this team.
For me, I think there's two places where he'll sort of excel with the Lakers just because of the roster construction. First off, I want to piggyback off of John Webb and talk about his defense. So according to B-Ball Index, right? This is one of the stats here. According to B-Ball Index, he was one of the best point of attack defenders last year. He was up there next to Ben Simmons and Alex Caruso, actually, in the point of attack.
Top 10.
Right. And according to those stats, like, it was better for the Warriors to be for him to be on the court than not in terms of defense. Just according to B-Ball Index. So I mean, you can take that for what it's worth, but I think that he'll kind of thrive, honestly, with Vogel. And I think, like John Webb was saying, that Vogel likes those types of guys on his team. who understands defenses, who can defend like that. And the second part is obviously his shooting, right? You guys, Mark, you mentioned his 40% shooting from last year. In terms of roster construction, or, you know, when you look at our roster, right, and you have guys like LeBron James and Russell Westbrook and Rajon Rondo who can penetrate to the rim and then kick it out, right, while the defense is collapsing on them, there's going to be someone open at the corner, someone open at the elbow, and that could be Kent Bazemore. And if he's shooting 40% at the clip, then that's money, right? So that's
right.
That's what I see. But you said, Cyrus, that he might not even get any minutes. He might
here's why, man. Because I'm looking at your roster right now. I think Carmelo Anthony is going to get more minutes than him. I think
he might.
I think Wayne Ellington's going to get more minutes than him. I think Talen Horton Tucker is going to get more minutes than him. I think Wesley Matthews is going to get more minutes than him. I think Malik Monk, Kendrick Nunn, Rondo. I mean, so like, those are all players that I think will be having a bigger impact and playing more. I just don't see where Kent Bazemore fits in. You know what I'm saying? Outside of like being a rah-rah, like go team guy. I don't know. That's just what I see from your roster. And correct me if I'm wrong, man. You guys are the experts from the Lakers, but that's just, you know, when I see this roster, I just don't see where he fits. I don't know. Like, am I wrong? Maybe I am. I don't know. But
I look at it the same way as far as like from a talent perspective. But the way he'll earn his minutes, obviously defense is his thing, but it's that shooting. I think you got Melo. Melo's going to play.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
The other guys, you know, when it comes to Taylor Horton, THT and Baze and Monk, and Wayne Ellington, I think all those guys' minutes is going to be dependent upon how well they're shooting the ball. So I think it's going to be a three-point shooting contest between those guys on who's on the floor and who's not. But who's better? You know, I agree with you, you know, 100%.
Hey, and it's one of those things, sometimes you look at maybe the raw shooting stats and things like that, and you try to determine – who the better shooter is going to be and throw them on the floor. But I mean, we really have, I feel like with our system, like Johan Jamlup said, we really prioritize that defensive ability. And you look at somebody like Alex Caruso, who we brought up through the G League, you know, he was a player that nobody expected to get minutes, but because he had that defensive proficiency. And he didn't have a great scoring ability. Sure, last year he went and he lit it up from three. But he was one of those players that nobody expected him to really get a ton of minutes. But when you're a good two-way player, or at least a decent two-way player, I think that's high priority for the Lakers. Our defense is what has helped us to win the championship a couple of years ago. And I disagree a little bit. I think he'll probably get more minutes than I would think probably than Wayne Ellington. You might be right about Carmelo Anthony. He might not get as many minutes. We'll see. That's kind of a toss up for me. But probably not as much as somebody like THT, but I could see him going out there and earning the minutes. That's the other thing. If he goes out there and he really puts it on the floor, he's going to earn those minutes. Same thing with Rondo. You know, he came off and he was playoff Rondo. He earned his minutes and he became an integral part of our team a couple of years ago, even though everybody else was giving him crap, you know, the rest of the season and saying that he was washed up and old and everything. But I don't know, you know, we'll see. Time will tell. He's not really that old. He's 32. He's, you know, still not too far away from his prime, whatever that really was. But I'm excited for him just because I remember what he did last time, and I feel like he's been a decent contributor in the league since.
One of the things that I am sort of, when I look at the Warriors season last year, right? For the last the final 17 games, he was starting, right? He replaced Oubre, And
well, Oubre was hurt. I mean,
oh, he was hurt. Sure,
when
sure.
When Oubre came back, Bazemore kept the starting spot, though. So yeah, I mean, you're not wrong.
Right,
but
right.
That's what led to that.
And he want the Warriors. Obviously, they were trying to push to be in the play-in tournament, but they won 13 out of the 17 games, which mm-hmm. helped them obviously get into the play-in tournament. Sure. So you know that's pretty encouraging. And with that sort of experience, I don't know if he'll be left on the bench behind. The younger guys, because I think Vogel values experience, Vogel values mm-hmm. defense, and you know that might trump any of what the other guys could offer. But you know who knows? Maybe Cyrus, Mark, you might be right that he might just be the Jared Dudley. But I was thinking that would be Rondo, but
which isn't bad. It's not a bad thing either.
Right? Yeah, you want a title with him.
Hey, this might be an unpopular opinion here, but I think with getting Kent Bazemore, I actually think that's an upgrade from Caruso.
Agreed.
Whoa! All right, I'm cutting that off.
Is that where we're in? Are we done? We out?
You're offending people.
All right, the end. No, you guys are getting kicked off. No, we actually do have to end. So, yeah. but I really do appreciate you guys, Mark, Cyrus. I really appreciate you guys hopping on the show.
Yeah.
If you can really quick put a plug in on where they can find you, like your Twitter handle, and then we'll end the show from there.
Yeah, Mark.
All right, you can find me on Twitter at MarkHainsNBA and Instagram MarkHaines33.
Yeah, and my Twitter account is @DogSurfRoadShow. It's a weird name. I love dogs. I love awesome. Surfing. And I love traveling. So, and it's funny. I used to host a podcast like years ago that was called The Dog and Surfer Roadshow on Yahoo Sports back when they like were more relevant than they are now. And the show got canceled, but the account was verified. And I was like, well, I'm going to take the verified account over my own account. So that's my Twitter account now. It's DogSurfRoadShow.
Nice.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, guys. Again, appreciate you guys hopping on the show. John Webb, McKay as well. Guys, that does it for us today. You can catch us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many other listening platforms. Do us a favor and head on over to Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and give us a 5-star review. We'd appreciate the follows and all the reviews. It'll help us continue to produce this show. You can also follow us on Twitter at #LakerPod and on Instagram at #Lakers. Guys, with that said, have a great day. Root for the Lakers, and we'll talk to you guys next time.
Thank you.
Game's in the Admiral refrigerator. The door is closed. The light's out. Butter's getting hard, the eggs are cooling, and the jello is jiggling.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.